a few lines and you'll get that. Kuf Chof Amud Aleph.
Are you comfortable?
We bought the
usual chair. I don't know what happened.
It's
very
comfortable.
The about Gemara is that every piece of Gemara that you learn, the Gemara assumes that you know the whole of Shas.
Right.
That is the difficulty. Just assume it. How is it possible you don't know the whole of Shas? You can't understand it. And any Tosfos that you learn, Tosfos assumes that you know the whole of Shas. The only one that is reasonable is Rashi. But all the others can't understand how it is that you don't know the whole of Shas. What have you been doing all your life, sort of business?
I can't understand it either.
Well, then you understand, but the Gemara doesn't understand. I find it to be good to hear. Yes, right. Now, if you look just above the middle of the page, Omar Robo, it's the beginning of an Indian, Omar Robo. Omar Robo. Right? Matzo bizman hazeh del raiso. That we eat matzah today is a din d'oraisa. That the Torah says that we've got to eat matzah. So there is at least one mitzvah which we do there that's completely d'oraisa. That we've got to eat a kezayis matzah. And that kezayis matzah we've got to eat, that's a din Torah that we've got to eat a kezayis matzah. Right? Robert, you're probably the newest here.
Yes.
Anything you don't understand, you just stop me immediately. A word or anything, stop me immediately. And I know when you're not doing that. As soon as I read, use a Chinese word, and you don't, I know it's you're not listening. Omarava Matsubis Manazed Oraisa. Umoro Drabonon. But Moro is Drabonon. That is Moro, that is a Din Drabonon. Can anybody tell me how do we know that Moro is a Din Drabonon? Because we've had it before.
Moro is only eaten together with the Korban Pesach.
Korban Pesach. Because the Moro is only eaten together with the Korban Pesach. In the Torah, it's always mentioned, rather this way. In the Torah, Moro is always mentioned together with the Korban Pesach. Therefore, you can have Moro must be together with the Korban Pesach.
We also learned it out when you talked about the Korah.
I beg your pardon?
We also spoke about eating the matzah with the Moro.
That's
right. It's going to block the matzah from...
Yes, that's asks the Gemara, Umayshna Moro, why is Moro different from Matzah? Says the Gemara, Dechiv al Matzos, Umerorim Yochluhu. Al Matzos, Umochrim Yochluhu. You see that the Bach, can you see a little Aleph there? And in the bottom right hand corner, you've got your Bach. So the Bach just adds what I've added. Umarorim Yochluhu. Just add the word Yochluhu. He suggests that it's been missed out of the Gemara, so we put it in. It seems because it is written in the Torah, Al Matzos Umarorim Yochluhu.
What does the word mean?
Which word?
Yeah.
Yochluhu.
Yochluhu.
They shall eat it. That's in the Torah. Oh. It is, they shall eat it. The Korban Pesach. Matzah Umarorim, together with Matzah Umarorim. So we see that Moro is mentioned together with the Korban Pesach. What is the obvious question? Matzah is also mentioned in that case. Matzah is also mentioned with the Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara. So Bizman de Iko Pesach Yesh Moro. Uvizman de Leko Pesach Lecho Moro. So when there, in the time that there is a Pesach, there is Moro. Ubizman de Leko Pesach, and when there is no Korban Pesach, Leko Moro, there is no Moro. So that you can understand. Asks the Gemara Matan Nami Ho Kansiv, but Matzos also it is written, Al Mot Matzos Umerorim Yochluhu, they shall eat it together, Matzos Umerorim Yochluhu, answers the Gemara, Matzo Miedor Boder Bei Kro. Matzo, the crow, the posuk, Mieder Oderbei, repeats it. What does it repeat it? Be'erev Teuchlu Matzos. In the evening, you shall eat Matzos. Be'erev Teuchlu Matzos. And there it says Matzos, independent of Pesach, independent of Moro. So we see that Matzos is eaten even without Pesach, and without Moro, Matzah is a mitzvah on its own. You follow it? very simple.
This word hadar is really, it's just the Aramaic for hadar.
Chozar. Yes, it's a very good thing. I believe that you've received very, very good training by David Altshuler would call my son your rabbi, where it's the hay interchanges with the ches, and the dalet interchanges with the zion in Aramaic. For example, in Aramaic, gold is dahav, and what is it in
zahav?
And a male in Aramaic is dahav. And what is it in
Zohar?
So you're absolutely right.
Can I ask for this paraphrase? We know why the Mara is the Rabban. The Matzah is also mentioned with the Korban Pesach, which we no longer do. And yet the Matzah is derived because...
It's because it's in the Torah, there is another verse, the verse repeats
it.
The Erev Teuchlu Matzahs, in the evening you should eat Matzahs.
Without the Korban Pesach.
It doesn't mention about the Korban Pesach. So we see... So we see... The Erev Teuchlu Matzahs. So that is something that we've learned before already, and it doesn't excite you sufficiently. Although, every time you learn a piece of Gemara, it should excite you new. Where's the proof for it? Every time you read a piece of Gemara, it doesn't matter if you've done it 1,000 times. Almost. You're very hard. No, giving you a bit of cola. You're getting the cola. A couple of times in the Torah you've got something, which I command you today, but it wasn't. When you hear it, it's as if you hear it the first time. That's the wonderful thing about the Torah. So, till there, it's very simple. Now we come on to a strange thing. V'Rav Acho Bar Yaakov, Rav Acho Bar Yaakov Omer, Echot Zeh Ve'Echot Zeh Drabona. Gehert the Maisa. Rav Acho Bar Yaakov says, Echot Zeh Ve'Echot Zeh, Morer and Matzah are both with Drabona. You follow? Elo Hokasi Ve'Erev Teuchlu Matzahs. So he says, Ahimi boyele le tome vishu, oh, you're vaderech rechoko. The Salka Amim given the Pesach lo achli, matzu bori nami lo nechoko, mashmlot. This is, you might think that if a person is a tome, or he's bound away, where he doesn't eat the Korban Pesach, that he doesn't eat matzah either, because he's going to bring a Korban, the Korban Pesach, he's got to bring a Pesach sheni. So the matzahs, he's got the din of matzah. So we can say, where he can't do it, there he's got the din of matzah, but where we haven't got the Korban Pesach at all, we might say, anyway,
if you're Tomei and you cannot participate in the Korban Pesach, you would not eat Maror.
No, because the din of Maror is only together with the Pesach.
But you would eat the matzah.
Matzah, you've got to eat, and you've got the mitzvah. Rav Acho Bar Yaakov Omar, Echot Zeh Ve'Echot Zeh Drabonon. He said, both of them are Drabonon. That means, Bizmana Zeh, says Rav Acho Bar Yaakov, where there is no Korban Pesach, not only is there not a din moral from the Torah, because moral could be the Korban, but there isn't a din matzah. It doesn't mean so you can eat chometz.
No.
You've got to eat matzah. You can't eat chometz. You've got to eat matzah. But a special mitzvah that we eat at the Zayis matzah, and we crunch it down. Lahum kazar, we say, Boruch HaTuesh HaMakev Merach Mashiach, Kedishonu B'mitzvah Sovet Tzivonu, Allah Hilas Matzah, and we crunch the heat out, and we make sure it's not enough. I must be a little bit more, perhaps I'm a little bit short in the eyes, a little bit short, I'm not yet to my... He said, that din is neither Rabbon and it's not neither Rasta. Yes.
Wouldn't
does it shock you, this?
Yeah, how does he make that case?
Wouldn't Rav Afa have to reconcile every pasuk where it talks about matzah?
Well, he does. You see, asks the more El Hokasiv, the Erev Teuchlu Matzos, in the evening you shall eat matzos, and it says it independent of the Korban Pesach. He says, Ahume boyele le tome vishu yubederech rechoko. It is a tome, but it is the time of the Korban Pesach. A Korban Pesach is brought. The only thing is, he can't participate in it.
So you might think that he doesn't have to eat matzah.
Matzah you've got to eat, the mitzvah of matzah you've got to have. But where there isn't a Korban Pesach, there is no, but then there isn't a mitzvah of eating matzah. That's it, Rav Acha bar Yalkel.
All I'm asking though is that there's, I don't know how many times it is, but I know when Bo appears and the Barm appears, it's several times it talks about the mitzvah of matzah.
The mitzvah of matzah.
Where it doesn't mention Korban Pesach.
Well, it says go on
with
it. Yes, it goes on. It goes on afterwards. We're not doing that sugya. All I want to is, I want to alert you that the Rav Acha bar Yaakov is the lone voice who says that matzah bizman hazeh is also midrabona. That mitzvah of eating, we don't fasken like that. We don't pass, and he is a lone voice in that. But lone voices in the Torah play a very important part. Yes.
Could you repeat the mentioning that if something is mentioned with the problem takes off, it entails the refinement, not the rest?
It works like this, Stuart. It says in the Torah, Matzahs umerorim yochlu'u, you shall eat the korban pesach together with matzahs and with moros. So if you haven't got a Korban Pesach, then you shouldn't eat matzah or moro. Not that you shouldn't eat it, but there isn't a din Torah that you've got to eat it as a mitzvah.
Right.
We can't say matzah, says Robo, because the Torah says the Erev Tochlu matzahs, and then it doesn't mention it together with a Korban Pesach.
That's independent.
It's independent.
Yeah.
Now, yes. But moro never stands without mentioning the Korban Pesach. Wherever it mentions moro in the Torah, it's always together with the Korban Pesach.
But since it is mentioned in Torah, what I don't understand is, why is it the Rabbanim and not the
Rishonim? Because we don't have the Korban Pesach today.
Oh, so
from the Torah, it's only if it's together with the Korban Pesach.
For us today, then.
But for us today, we haven't got the Korban Pesach. So the Rabbanim said, from the Din Torah, you don't eat moro at all. But we enact, we institute, that you still have to eat moro today.
And in those days, would it have been the right?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Very much so. Got it?
Yeah.
In the discussion of, when we went through the process of Bala Matza, the question of swallowing the matza and swallowing here and there, is there anyone whose argument traces back to this argument that we're now looking at?
No, we're going to get to this argument in another case that we're going to do today. Then this argument is going to arise.
Wouldn't there have been that potential, though? In other words, we had a discussion of, by the fact that Maror was Drabana and Matzah was Deraita, that therefore one could interfere with
course,
the other.
Of course, that is. So, but we didn't worry about Rav Acha bar Yaakov because it was Rav who was dealing it according to Rav Shita. But now we are going to worry about Rav Acha bar Yaakov. We will discuss the question of the lone voice as it comes up a little bit later. In fact, I've got to do some Mishnah Berurah with you. If we get as far as that, I'd like to discuss it in connection with the Mishnah Berurah, yes?
I assume there are no Mishnayos of Raitos which talk about Masah meaning Jerubana and Ordea Raita, only brought down with Amorayim?
Well, it is, of course. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov says it aloud. This is his view. Right. So that is clear. We don't have to worry about that. Now we can go to our today's shiur and to do our today's Gemara. Yes.
Where does it give his explanation as to why he considers it the Rabbanim?
It gives here. He says because it says matzahs umerorim yochluhu. You shall eat it the korban pesach together with matzah and moro.
But then how does he explain it coming into place?
Yes, so if you have no Korban Pesach, he says, the same as you don't have matzah, you shouldn't have moro. So the Gemara asks, but it says, be'erev tochlu matzos, in the evening you must eat matzos. So he says, I can explain that. That is, let us say, a person is tome. He is a metzora. Mm-hmm. And he can't take part in the Korban Pesach. I would say since he can't take part in the Korban Pesach, therefore he doesn't have to eat matzah. He says, no. He's got to have the matzah, because there is a Korban Pesach. The only thing is he can't take part in it. He said, but where today there is no Korban Pesach? So if the fault isn't in him, there is no Korban Pesach. So there's no special mitzvah to eat matzah. That's the way he explains it. He learns it from Pesukim.
Okay.
That's the way he learns the Torah. That's the way he learns Pesukim. All right? Don't forget, he didn't have Rashi. Rashi doesn't give that explanation. Rashi gives our explanation, because that's the aloha. Fine. Can we go on now? Right. Now, if you would turn... Kuf Tezayin Omid Beis. Omar Rav Acho Bar Yaakov. Can you see three lines in the Gemara? Omar Rav Acho Bar Yaakov. Three lines in the Gemara. Omar Rav Acho Bar Yaakov. Said Rav Acho Bar Yaakov. Sumo Potur Milomar Hagoro. Sumo Potur Milomar Hagoro. Now, please... I've got to explain to you why we take notice of a lone voice altogether, you see. During the course of the year, I hope that I'll get as far as I want to get in something. If I get as far as that, I will be able to explain to you why the lone voice is important in the Gemara. Omer Rav Acho Bar Yaakov, said Rav Acho Bar Yaakov, Sumo Potur Milomer Hagora. Sumo is a blind person. So, just remember that word. We've got three words for a blind person. The one word is sumo, which is an Aramaic word, but it is nevertheless used in modern Hebrew, you find the word being used. Ivel is a blind person, which is the word that... Are we pardon?
With an iron?
With an iron, yes. Okay, iron ball. Are we pardon?
Pokeach
Ivrim, very good. Pokeach Ivrim, exactly. That's a word for a blind person. There's a third word for a blind person. Now, that use.
Rays of light or something.
Sagi noel. Sagi noel, which means he's got enough light.
Sagi.
Which is a euphemism. Sagi noel, he's got enough light. But it's not altogether a euphemism, because the cause of blindness is that you light just comes in, you can't control the amount of light that comes in. You know... Are you short-sighted?
Very much.
We must say. When you haven't got your glasses on and you're trying to see something, what do?
Now
you sort of close your eyes to get as little light in as possible.
Right.
Don't you do that?
Yes.
That is it. You see, you're just studying. But anyway, it's a euphemism nevertheless. So those are the things.
It seems, if we're going to talk about Pesach and Haggadah, where the main element of it is speaking,
yes,
telling the Haggadah,
yes,
it would seem we'd be discussing Heresh here, as opposed to a blind person. That would be
a person who is dumb, no question, you can't do it. You can't do it. You see, I mean, if we are discussing on what hand you put your tefillin, left hand, right.
He certainly has one hand.
What happens if a person hasn't got both hands? He's not, Rahman Islam is not both hands in the accident. Not beating about him, you see. Then there's no question about that. We're speaking about where the question arises, what hand to put it on. Right. Now, Omer Rav Acho Bar Yaakov, Sumo Potur Milomer Agoda. A sumo doesn't have to say Agoda. Now, that surprises one. It shocks one. Why shouldn't a blind person have to say the Agoda?
He can't see the boxes. He can't see
the... Well, so who says he's got to see it? Answers with the says Rav Acho Bar Yaakov.
Doesn't that say you have to lift up the boxes?
No,
we didn't see that part of it.
We also didn't see the Malikah being described.
Does he have to, or it's not meant?
Well, that's a very good question, because it's going to make a difference in the way we learn the Gemara. So let us say for the time being, Potur Milomar Hagoda. He's Potur, he doesn't have to say the Hagoda. Let us learn it like that and see how far we can go.
He doesn't have the Chiyuv.
He doesn't have the chiyuv. He doesn't have to say agoda. Once you say agoda, say agoda. But you don't have to, you haven't got the chiyuv to say agoda. Why? Kesiv hocho bavu zeh. Uchasiv hosom beneinu ze. Now, I just have to explain to you this little piece of
this little piece of Kumbesh.
What Kodesh has that? Maybe it's a person?
First of all, because it is a person, and this
is a more
the implication is so clear here, and there the implication is that Kesa Kodesh Hazeh, this is so, and if you don't see it, it is, doesn't mean to say you can't be Mechadesh HaKodesh if you can't see it. So when the 31st day comes, you Mechadesh HaKodesh, I mean, you know it's there, you see. But yeah, you see the implication here is very good. Now listen to this. If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son, doesn't listen to the voice of his father nor to the voice of his mother, for Yisroel so, and they warn him, he doesn't want to do that. We're speaking about the 1960s. And his father and his mother take hold of him. They bring him out to the elders of his city, the El Shar Makomo, and to the basin of his place. And they shall say to the elders of the city, this our son is a Soreh Umore, Eimeh Shemeh, Eimeh Shemeh Abakaleinu, Soleh Vesaveh. Now, when you come to the Gemara just goes, the Mishnah, not only the Gemara, the Mishnah goes to town on this thing. In every word, in every nuance, the Mishnah says, so if this is missing, it can't be a Soreh Umore. If this is missing, it can't be a Soreh Umore. And he said, "Einenu shemeya b'kol oviv uv'kol imel." He doesn't listen to the voice of his father and to the voice of his mother. So, if his father is an alto, can't be a ben soreh umoreh.
An alto?
Yes, think about an alto.
You mean a high?
You know what a baritone is? It's you know what a bass is?
Yeah.
What are you? Baritone, bass, or alto?
I don't know.
Baritone. All baritones, yeah. Is that right? Baritones, yeah. Some of us are bass. Maurice is a bass. Otherwise, we, is that right, Maurice?
He's a tenor.
Tenor, all right. Tenor, that. You can be a tenor, you can be you can be a tenor, you can be a baritone, you can be a bass. That's three. But if you are an alto, that's not a co obi. A man isn't an alto, but he happens to be an alto. You can't be a. You can't take him. She is what is she? She is a soprano. Fine. She's a contralto.
Okay.
No, you can't. But I've got a ben soreh umoreh. Sorry, you're a contralto. You can't accept
it.
Can't accept it. Are we pardon?
What's a contralto?
What is a contralto?
That's another alto?
No, a contralto.
It's a very low woman.
It's a woman's voice.
One step lower than the soprano.
A voice, but it's lower than the soprano range. It's a lower range.
Yes.
She can't reach the soprano range. And the soprano can't get down to her range. Don't you remember? Is there a woman in John Giovanni Alvira?
Yes. He just knows piano.
I think he's a contralto. I think so.
Rabbi, anyway, you're saying that.
But look here, we can't spend time on this. I'm just giving you the example of it. He doesn't listen to the voice of his. But it's got to be his father's voice, his mother's voice. It doesn't fall into the range of man, it doesn't fall into the range of woman. You can't have a ben soreh umoreh. And then it goes on, you see. Then he says, "Benayinu zeh." But this our son. So it means that they say, this is our son. So, but what happens if one of them is blind? Then they can't say, this is how you raise your son. How do you know? Well, look here, I recognize his voice. So you only know by his voice, but that's the only way you know. You can't see him now, can't see him, I'm blind. Can't be. Ben Tzedemeh. By the time the Mishnah is finished and the Gemara comes along, the Gemara says, how is it possible ever to have a Ben Tzedemeh? I mean, the Chachilo, from the very beginning, from the outset, that a father and a mother would take to the Bezin and they know what's going to happen, he's going to get a death sentence. And he doesn't, and what did he do? He stole. He was a glutton. And how he's got to eat the meat, how much he's got to eat, if he doesn't eat quite that quantity, you got, and at the same time he's got to drink wine, and if he doesn't eat quite of that quantity, and the wine, what kind of wine, what is the alcoholic content of the wine? By the time you are finished, you can't say the Gemara, then how is it possible to have a Kesar and Ramones? The Gemara says, you're quite right. There never was a Kesar and Ramones. She says, and in the future, how can you have it? It is La Hoya Valenima. There never was. There isn't. There never will be a Kesar and Ramones. Ask the Gemara, then what do you want that business for? What do you need it for? Then if there never was, there never will be, there cannot be, what do you need it for? Ask the Gemara. That you should know the gravity of what it's speaking about. The ideas that it expresses. That you've got to know. These are the things we've got to know. That the Torah tells us. But Beneinu Zeh means this is our son. And if one of them is blind, finish, you can't say it. Can't make evidence there is
by it.
So you've got to be able to see it. Look what Omar Rav Acha bar Yaakov Suma potamino vagore kasivocho, because it says in the Torah that he gathered to levincho ba yomahu. Is that the way it says? Vagad levincho ba yomahu ba avur ze also Hashem li betzeti mimitzrayim. Because of this, Hashem did it to me when I went out of Egypt. So Bavur Zeh, and we say, what does Bavur Zeh mean? At the time when the matzo and the morer is on the table, and he can point to the matzo and to the morer. Uchsiv Hosam, and it says in the question of Ben Soreh Umorei, Beneinu Zeh, this our son. Ma lahalon prat lesumo, in the same case as further on, that is in the case of the Ben Soreh Umorei, the stubborn of Nebin, his son, it's to exclude the blind, it's to exclude one who is blind.
Prat
a father or mother who is blind.
Prat is excluded.
For Prat, yes. Prat, it comes from the English word particular, Prat. It's to exclude Lesuma, the blind person. Afkan Prat Lesumi. Here also, says Rav Acha bar Yaakov, it is to exclude a blind person. A blind person doesn't have to say the Agoda. Fine? Ask the Gemara. Aini. But it's not like that. Says the Gemara. V'ho Omar Mar Yemar. Mar Yemar. The Master Yemar. But we just call him Mar Yemar. V'ho Omar Mar Yemar. But Mar Yemar said, She'altinu l'rabonan devei Rav Yosef. There was a great school. It was called the School of Rav Yosef. Who was the head of the School of Rav Yosef?
Rav Yosef.
And Rav Yosef happened to be blind. So the Mar Yemer said, I asked the Rabbonon of the School of Rav Yosef. The faculty of the School of Rav Yosef, or the student body of the School of Rav Yosef, the School of Rav Sheshet, and he says, who says the Agoda to the School of Rav Sheshet? Omru, they said, Rav Sheshet. It's Rav Sheshet who says this Agoda there. Now, both Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshet were blind. And so we see that a blind person does say the Agoda.
Or can say it.
If it is, can say the Agoda, then what is the proof? That is where Robert comes in. If you say he can say the Agoda, then Rav Avraham Bar Yaakov can answer Mar Yehman. He says, Mar Yehman, I said he doesn't have to say it. If Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes, should choose to say it, very nice.
No,
but if we will learn...
But if they choose to say it, could anyone be Yossi?
Oh, very good. Good heavens, what happened to you the last week? Very good indeed. So if we will learn, not that he's allowed to say it, but if we will learn Porturi, he can't say it. Here it says that Rav Yosef used to say the Agoda, and Rav Sheshes used to say, well, but he said it on behalf of anybody else. He said the Agoda for the whole of the Yeshiva, he said the Agoda. So it seems that he said it and he was motzi the others. In order to be the motzi the others, it's no good that he can say for himself, he can say it. But to be motzi the others, he's got to be a chiyuv. So Portut means he doesn't have to say it and he can't say it. He can just only say it for himself, but he can't say it for others. Very good indeed.
So again, we go against Rabbi
Chaim. I beg pardon?
So again, we don't listen to Rabbi Chaim.
We don't listen to Rabbi Chaim. So yeah, we see, the Gemara says, so we see it's not like Rav Achobar Yaakov. Answers the Gemara, Omru Rav Sheshes Omru, they said. I'm sorry, Omru Rav Sheshes. Answers the Gemara, Kesovri Rabbonon, Matzo Bizman Hazeh de Rabbonon, Mich... Yes, now, listen. A little bit tricky, but you won't ever need to be guilty of understanding it. Says the Gemara, Kesovri Rabbonon, Matzo Bizman Hazeh de Rabbonon. The Rabbonon are of the opinion that Matzo Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbonon. Are we speaking about Matzo or are we speaking about Agoda?
We've been speaking about Agoda.
We've been speaking about Agoda, we're not speaking about Matzo. So the Gemara wants to explain, get away with Rav Achobar Bar Yaakov. She's Rav Achobar Bar Yaakov says a sumo doesn't read the Agoda. Why did Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes read the Agoda? Because they were of the opinion that Matzo Bizman Hazeh is Midrabon. What has that got to do with the reading of the Gemara? When we learned the reading of the Agoda, when we learned the previous Mishnah, we learned something about Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel said, Kol shelo omar shlosho devorim elu bePesach lo yotzia dechavosa. If a person didn't say on Pesach matzo moror, he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. That means, where is the flaw? The flaw is in the reading of the Agoda. If he didn't say that, he didn't. But so if they are of the opinion that Matzo Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbonon, so therefore, what is Hagoda Bizman Hazeh? If Rabban Gamliel says that if you don't say Matzo, Pesach, Moror, these three things, and how do you say it? You've got to say it. It's on the table. This is Pesach, this is Matzo, Moror. If you can't say that, then it means that you haven't said the Hagoda. So can we say Pesach, Matzo, Moror, and Pesach? We haven't got the Pesach. We haven't got the Pesach.
But Rabban Gamliel was after the base of the Korban Levayot, wasn't he?
Yes. But that was only the day before also.
Also the Tanayim Moibur was more at the time of the...
Yes.
Basically.
Yes. You will be with him that time too, yes.
The Korban was 70.
Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
Uh-huh.
There were all these years. Hillel. or at Hillel was at the end of the Zikr, but immediately after Hillel and Shammai, they were already the Tannaim.
And then the Beis HaMikdash was.
Yes, it was the Tannaim Beis HaMikdash. All right, have you got the story? Have you got the story now? So if he can't say that, so they are of the opinion, so the Gemara says, that Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef are of the opinion, Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef are of the opinion, that Matzah is Midrabona.
Meaning they're holding according to Rav.
Well, we see, just a minute. They say it is Drabona. So if they say it is Drabona, therefore the Agoda must also be Drabona. Because if it's it won't work out. If you say that Matzah is Drabona, then how can the Agoda be the Raisa? You can't fulfill it according to the Raisa. So you've got to say that the Agoda is also Midrabona. If the Agoda is Midrabona, so, alright.
Wait, why is one contingent upon the other? Could you take that a little bit more slowly?
Yes. Because in the, as I can only be Yetzer the Agoda if I say Pesach Matzah Mora. Then I'm Yetzer the Agoda. What happens if I can't say Pesach Matzah Mora?
No, Yetzer the Hagoda.
Then that's what the Gemara wants to say, that Rabbonon, that Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes say that if you can't say Pesach Matzah Mora, that means you can't say the Agoda. But we do say the Agoda, so you must say in the same way as Matzah is Midrabbonon, so the Agoda is also Midrabbonon. Then it works out, then it works out a lot. Are you with me?
Yes.
So Matzah is also Midrabbonon.
Why not just have the Gemara say that the Haggadah today is the Rabbanan? I mean, it's a funny way of saying it. I mean, I follow what we're learning, but I don't see how it...
Because if it would say, Kesobri Rabbonon, Haggadah Bizman Hazeh, Rabbonon, you'd say, what kind of a reasoning is this for? Why should it be Rabbonon? It says, V'gadat l'adim cho v'yem azu. How can you say it's Rabbonon? It's feeling is Rabbonon. Is it Rabbona? Is it not Rabbona? It is Vigadni Vilchabi Yamahu. It's not Rabbona? Of course it's. Why can't you say it's Rabbona? So he says, they are of the opinion that Matzah Bizman Hazeh Rabbona. And Matzah Bizman Hazeh Rabbona we can understand. Because it says in the Torah, Matzah Sumerim Yochlu. So it. They say it's Drabonon, Matzah is Drabonon. If Matzah is Drabonon, then you've got to say the Agoda is Drabonon. So once it's there, can you follow?
Does someone here understand that really clearly? Because I don't understand.
You don't understand it. Well, I should just sit back a little bit. Just sit back a little bit. Look here. Rav Gamliel says, Daniel, are you with me? Rav Gamliel says, you've got to other. Say the table whilst you're saying the Agoda. Then you say Pesach Matzah Umorah. If you don't say Pesach Matzah Umorah, then you say you haven't said the Agoda. Right. Now, Pesach we can't have today at all. Even if Rabbonim you can't have Pesach. It's not Beis HaMikdash. It's an Easter to have a Pesach. Not only don't we have a Korban Pesach, we don't even have something that you can mistake as a Korban Pesach. If a person likes a sheep, a lamb, he can't put a whole lamb on the table roasted. He likes roast. You see, but look at a Korban Pesach, he says, please don't be silly. Korban Pesach. We are not in Jerusalem, we are in California. it looks like you're not allowed to do it. So Pesach we can't have. And Morel, well, it's Midrabona we can have. And Matzah, it's Midrabona. So it means, is then the Hagodah Midrashah Midrabona? If it says in the law of the Hagodah is.
Why are we saying?
Just one moment. If the law of the Hagodah is, you've got to say, this is the Pesach, this is the Morel, this is the Matzah. That's what the Torah tells you to say. And you say it's because of this that Hashem brought me out of Egypt. That's what you say, the person who says the Gemara, that is what he says. Now what happens if he can't say that?
Because there is no Pesach.
There's no Pesach. If he can't say that, and there is, if there's no Pesach, there's no Moritz.
Then it sounds like we can't be Yotzi by Haggadah. We can't fulfill that requirement.
We can't fulfill that requirement of the Haggadah.
Right.
The Rabbonim go further, Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes, they say, Mas is also Midrabbonim. So, we can't fulfill that circuit. So is it, does it mean you've said the Haggadah?
Now, here's the point. Why do they have to go so far as even to say that Matzah is also Rabbanan? It seems like the case could be made without going to that, except by saying we don't have the Pesach, therefore we have to say the Haggadah is...
You are right. Exactly. The only thing is, it works out much better this way. You see, the whole thing works out much better this way. Because you might be able to say, well, Matzah is the right thing. You can say, I was with Matzah. So you can't say anything. So if you can't say anything, then if you do say the Haggadah, have you fulfilled the din of Haggadah? Have you said Haggadah?
No.
So why do we say Haggadah? They should not say Haggadah.
Because it's the Rabbanan, obviously.
That's right. So why is it? Because the Rabbanan say you've got to say the Haggadah.
Okay.
If the Rabbanan say you've got to say the Haggadah, say Rab Yosef and Rab Sheshes, it's a din Rabbanan. So in any case you can't say Ba'avurzeh. And Rabbanan say that you can say it. In that case, then if we can say the Haggadah, we can be mostly the others. Because this is a din Rabbanan. Are we pardon?
They're saying because it's
Rabbanan.
In any event.
In any event, it's Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan say, even if you can't say Pesach, Matzah, Mo, you can't say that, you still say the Haggadah. We say that you must say the Haggadah. He says, all right, then the Rabbanan say that you must say the Haggadah without being able to say Pesach, Matzah, Mo. So even if they are blind, they can say the Haggadah. Midrabbanan, they say the Haggadah.
Because they don't have to say that. Because
it's not there.
It's not there even for the people who can see.
It's not there. So we can say it and we can be made to the others. That's what they want to say.
So then if the Beit HaMikdash stood and we had the Korban Pesach, then they wouldn't be high up to say it.
You say, then say it. They say, say Rav Yosef. That is the way the Gemara explains to uphold the principle of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. But if the Beit HaMikdash would be there, and there's a Pesach and a Matzah, they wouldn't be able to say the Haggadah. That's what it wants to say, you see.
But then, I don't, but that still doesn't show that Matzah is Derabbanan.
Right, that's still...
Because, I mean, the Matzah can be Derisa, and that doesn't make the Haggadah.
Yes, but they say the Gemara puts it in a way that you can't move it. You can't say, as long as you can say one thing, it's still Derisa.
That one thing.
He said, even Matzah they say is Rakosobri Rabbonon. Matzah is Manazeh Mid Rabbonon. That Matzah is Rabbonon. Ask the Gemara. Matzah is Rabbonon. If Matzah is Mid Rabbonon, then certainly the Haggadah must be Rabbonon.
Yes.
There's no question.
Yes.
That's what it comes to. He says, they go so far as to say, Matzah is Manazeh Mid Rabbonon.
So that is the consequence,
yes,
of their reasoning.
Yes.
Stages of reasoning of saying, no, even those who can see can't say Zeth today.
Yes.
Even those who can see. So therefore, no one's Yotzi unless Haggadah is Derabbanan.
Now, if they say that Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes both say that Matzah is Manazeh is Midrabbanan, then they have a reason to say that, you see. They've got a reason to say that. Says the Gemara, this is very strange. If you are going to say that Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef are of the opinion that Matzah is Manazeh is Midrabbanan, and consequently the reading of the Haggadah is Manazeh is Midrabbanan, and that is why, although they are blind, they say the Haggadah. So what is the implication? And of Acha bar Yaakov, what is he of the opinion? He must say that it's the writer. Ask the Gemara Michlal de Rav Acha bar Yaakov, so what must be one of the writer? So it works out that the inference is that Rav Acha bar Yaakov says that Matzah is one of the writer. For Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who the Omer was Matzah is one of the Rabbonon. But we know that Rav Acha bar Yaakov says that matzah today is midrabbonon. He says that it is, we say that, but Rav Acha ben Yaakov says that matzah is rabbonon.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you work it like this? So and if he says it's rabbonon, then today Shmuel has got to leave the Agoda. So will you say that he's speaking only because Monday is a midrash? It's very difficult. Answers the Gemara a very important answer. Says the Gemara. Kesovar called it Tikkun Rabbonon ke ender Raisa Tikkun. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, you're quite right. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says that Matzah Bizman Hazeh is Drabonon. So he says, if he says it is Drabonon, then the reading of the Agoda is Drabonon. And if the reading of the Agoda is Drabonon, then why can't the Summa read the Agoda? A blind person can read the Agoda. Now comes a very important principle. Says the Gemara, because called the Tikkun Rabbonon, ke endo raisa tikkun. If the Rabbonon make a takon, they make an enactment, they make it involving all the circumstances of the Din Torah. Had it been a Din Torah, that you've got to say the Gemara, that you've got to say the Agoda, had it been a Din Torah, you would have had to see the Matzah or the Pesach and the Morah. So today when they say, we say you've got to say the Agoda, you've also got to see that at least what you can see. You can see the Matzah and the Morah. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, they enacted it that you've got to be able to see the Matzah and the Morah at least. That is the way the Gemara, the Rabbonon enacted. Got the idea? Ask the Gemara immediately the obvious question. Says the yes.
How can the blind people
then? No. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. In that case, Kesovar called the Tikkun Rabbonon ken ender raisa tikkun. Ask the Gemara l'Rav Keshes l'Rav Yosef Nami. Hovadi called the Tikkun Rabbonon ken ender raisa tikkun. Then surely Rav Keshes and Rav Yosef also agree that if the Rabbonon enacted that today you've got to say the Agoda Adin Rabbonon, then they also said as close as possible to the Raisa. The Raisa says you've got to see the Matzah and the Morah and the Pesach you can't see. But the Matzah and the Morah you can see. Although it's Adin Rabbonon, the Matzah and the Morah, but you've got to see it. So how can a blind man say it? Are you getting it? Here's the Gemara Hochi Hashta. What's the comparison? Hochi Hashta, it means. Now you've got to take it like this. Be Shlomo Hosom Mida Havade Levista Benenuhu Uchsiv Benenuze Shmamina Pratusumi. In the case of the Ben Sore Umorer, in the Torah, he didn't have to say Benenuze. They could have said, Beneinuhu, he is our son. But they say, this our son. So you've got to say that there is a reason for this. It must be that they must see him. But here, what does it say? So there you're quite right in saying that if one of the parents are blind, he can't be a ben sora umore. Avol ho chotat ya. He loved, had it not been ba'avurze, if he wouldn't have written ba'avurze, my lichter, what could it have written? The God should have been a chobal yamu and you should tell your son of that day. Ba'avur, also Hashem li b'teis mitzroim. Ba'avur what? On account of what? What could you have written? What else could you have written? Ba'avur, matzu umoruhu de osa. But it comes because of Matzo Umoro. But you can't say that there means that you've got to see it. He just wants to tell you that you've got to tell your son it is because of the Matzo and the Moro that are sent to be out. But it doesn't mean to say you've got to see it. In the case of Beneinu Zeh, he didn't have to write Beneinu Zeh because the Torah could have said Beneinu Hu. He is our son. But here he says, Ba'avur is because. Either he would have said because Pesach Matzah Morah, but he's speaking about Pesach Matzah, he said because of this. So you can't deduce from that a blind man can't say it. Have you got the idea now?
If that's true, though, if that's what we're going to learn that pasuk, then the Araita Yisoma would be able to say the Haggadah.
So the Araita, that's quite right.
So then there isn't any requirement at all.
Oh, for what?
That a person has to see in order to say Haggadah.
No, that's what the Gemara comes to its conclusion. Oh. Like, that's the conclusion that the Gemara comes to. That reader, a writer, person, shouldn't have to be able to see it. Because Bar Abu Zeh doesn't mean that the person who sees the Gemara has got to see it. Because you can't bring that conclusion. Doesn't mean he's got to see it. He's got to say it. If he can't see, he explains. He knows that if he can explain it, but it doesn't mean he's got to see it. In the case of the name Zeh, he could have written otherwise. So therefore, if it could have written otherwise and he wrote it like that, there must be a reason. But here he can't write any other way.
Why can't he write any other way?
Yeah. How could he say, and you shall tell your son on that day, Ba'avur, Ba'avur what? It's on account of.
It's on account of these things. And he goes and he enumerates them.
Yes, but he does. It's unnecessary to do so because he's speaking about Matzah Umorel. In the Torah, he's speaking about Matzah Umorel at that particular place. He's speaking about it. Say it again. Larry came to the Shia. Larry is sitting at the Shia. Larry is looking at the Gemara, and Larry is listening to the Shia, and Larry asks a question, and Larry hears an answer. What's wrong with the sentences?
Too many Larrys.
Too many Larrys. So usually, then if you use so many Larrys. So that is Ba'avur Zeh, that is the way the Gemara explains Ba'avur Zeh. And then you see, you can only have a Gezeirah Shova when it could have been written another way. It could have been written. You know, again, you can't learn a Gezeirah Shova when it's read. This is as plain as this. What is worrying you? You find it difficult to understand? Yes. A Gezeirah Shova is when you find a word here and a word there. For example, it says in the Torah, it uses the word when a person buys a field, it uses the word kichom, taking, takes the field, and it means buying the field. Now, it's strange that it should use the word take, but that's the word it uses. When it says a man marries a woman, it uses the word kihika is isho, when a man takes a wife. So the Gemara says there must be some connection between a wife and a field. So the Gemara says, when you buy a field, when you acquire a field, with what do you acquire a field?
Money.
I mean, you can't acquire a property without money. You can't buy the Beverly Hilton if you haven't got any money. See, he bought the Beverly Hilton. So you know that the man paid money for it. Otherwise he can't buy it. So therefore we say that when you acquire a wife, you acquire her, you've got to give her something of value. And that is why we give her a ring. That is a Gezeirah Shova. We find the word here and the word there in the Torah. And it's strange that you should use these words. So there is a similarity between them. It says, Beneinu Zeh, and it says, Ba'avur Zeh. We can make it because there you've got to see, yeah, you've got to see. But it says, yeah, you can't make it Gezeirah Shova because you can't write it. You can't make it Gezeirah Shova just you see a word there and a word there, and you say it's the same thing. That you can't do. If there must be something that it need not have written it like that. You follow? Then there is a kind of redundancy. Then you can make your Gezeirah Shova. Have you got the idea? So here he says there is no redundancy here. Because what else can he? He's got to say Bavur's. Bavur what?
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's got to go there. I don't think Bavur Merle says in Bavur Zeh.
Rabbi?
Yes?
In regards to the example.
Or it can be, it can even go further. If he can see, then he says that he points. He wants him to point if he can see. But to exclude it, that not. But there, in the case of the Nainu there, one would have expected to say the Nainu who. So what is the Nainu there? So he said, Nainu there is, this is our son, you see.
In regards to the example that you used with me coming to Shear and too many Larrys.
Yes.
What says that that is too many Larrys? Why can't that be the normal way?
Because it grates on the ear. Grates on the ear.
But when you're trying to draw a connection between two pieces of Torah,
yes.
And there's more than one way of saying it, it seems hard to be able to say for sure that that's a funny way of saying it.
No, we're saying it's not a funny way.
Not
to say Zeh is not a funny way.
No, to be able to draw the connection between two pieces of Torah, it has to be a funny way.
There's nothing unusual about saying Zeh in this instance.
Right.
So that a connection could not be drawn. It's an exactly the thing. There's nothing unusual
see,
about
that
it.
My point is that it might be... I'm not so sure that it's not a funny thing.
When it says Zeh, it is using there as a pronoun. When it says the name there, it's not using the name as a pronoun. That's the only difference. When it says the name there, it's using it as a demonstrative adjective. What does it want to demonstrate? This is, we've got to see. Yeah, it's a pronoun. It's Bavur instead of Matzo and Moro. Bavur because there is a Matzo and the Moro. You can't make a Gezeira Shoba between a pronoun and it just doesn't go. Gezeira Shoba is a serious matter. That is the piece of Gemara. So we paskin, we don't paskin under any circumstances that a sumo doesn't have to read the Agoda. Of course not.
I understand from this Gemara, though, the Gemara did not challenge the statement that Rav Sheshis and Rav Yosef hold that matzah is the Rabbanan. So is that so?
No, it's not settled because when you finish the Gemara, you don't have to say that.
In other words, we were trying to think of a Sfora.
A Sfora to justify Rav Abba Bar Yaakov's story. To justify Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that Rav Acha bar Yaakov is right. Then why did they say the Agoda? Because they believed it was Midrabona. But now we come to, if Bavur did, then everything falls to pieces. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov is annihilated in this. Have you got the idea?
Yes.
All right. Now let us get on a little bit further.
So this is an example of where you can take a piece of Gemara out of context very easily.
Of course. Well, I told you a long time ago, interestingly enough, that woman came to see us in San Jose. I told you when a woman came, we went overseas. She